Ambition, Execution, and Attention. Lessons from George Robson at Sequoia. Leslie Founders is a community of NYU student founders committed to launching and scaling ventures while at NYU. Members enjoy exclusive perks, including February 24th's panel, where we had the chance to hear from George Robson, a partner at Sequoia. The conversation was less about fundraising tactics and more about something deeper, what investors actually look for when they decide to back a founder. The lesson was clear. Venture investors are often betting less on polished traction and more on the quality of the founder and their thinking. But markets will tell you the truth. One of the simplest, most important ideas Robson emphasized was listening to the market early, something we here at the Leslie Entrepreneurial Institute prioritize. If you keep talking to potential customers and they consistently signal that they do not have the problem you're solving or do not want the thing that you are building, something has to change. Sometimes that means adjusting the product. Sometimes it means pivoting to a different customer, and sometimes it means starting over entirely. The founders who succeed treat feedback as a signal, not friction. Markets have a way of revealing what matters, as long as you are willing to listen. Investors are really betting on the person. At the earliest days, the company itself is often still forming. There may be no real traction yet, no revenue, and sometimes not even a finished product. This means investors are evaluating something else, the founders themselves. Robson described looking for founders who demonstrate a few consistent traits. Thoughtfulness, low ego, coachability, a willingness to put in the time to really understand the problem they are solving. Sometimes the bet is not necessarily the exact startup succeeding. It is the belief that the person building it will eventually figure something out, even if it's not that original idea. And attention is a scarce resource. One of the most practical pieces of advice from the session was about communication. Every investor receives a massive volume of inbound messages, but Robson framed it in simple terms. Every word you write consumes an attention point. Founders often waste those points with vague language or overly cagey emails. Instead, he suggested being direct. Explain the market dynamics, explain what is unique about your business, and show that you understand how difficult it is to actually solve this problem. Investors can often quickly tell when a founder genuinely understands the challenge ahead. Exceptional people recognize each other. Another theme that surfaced repeatedly was how important networks are in venture. Exceptional people tend to know other exceptional people. Investors often heavily rely on referrals and signals from founders they already trust. But Robson emphasized that founders should not treat outreach as purely transactional. Instead of immediately trying to sell something, build a human connection first and make it low stakes. Share ideas, ask for feedback, and over time, those relationships compound. Execution over ideas. Robson was blunt about one thing. Ideas are cheap. What matters is execution. Many good products can eventually be copied. The companies that win are the ones that move faster, learn faster, and continue improving while the market around them evolves. The few exceptions tend to be the companies operating in what Robson describes as a runway market, where demand grows so quickly that the leaders simply keep running ahead. Venture requires extreme ambition. Perhaps the most striking moment came when Robson described the level of ambition venture capital requires. If a founder does not believe their company could eventually be worth $100 billion, it may not be a venture scale opportunity. That does not mean that every company needs to reach that outcome, but the possibility has to exist for Sequoia. Venture funds are structured around the idea that a small number of companies will generate massive returns. There's only a handful of companies at the end of the day that are their fund returners, right? What a venture firm actually provides. Beyond capital, Robson described how firms like Sequoia try to support their founders in many other ways. Their talent team is roughly the same size as their investment team, which is crazy, helping companies recruit early leadership. They also want to help founders build brand credibility and connect potential customers through their networks. In many cases, the support organizations around the portfolio ends up being larger than the group making investments themselves. Finding your own path. Despite the frameworks and advice, Robson emphasized that there is no single path to building a successful company. Many founders arrive at product market fit through unexpected routes. Some start with strong domain expertise, others develop it along the way. Some pivot multiple times before landing on the right opportunity. The key, though, is staying focused on the long game and continuing to refine how you build. As Robson put it, there are many paths to nirvana in startups. The challenge is finding the one that works best for you. And don't forget, the deadline to apply to our Startup Sprint program is March 25th, 2026. So make sure you apply in the link down below. Enjoy, guys.